was executed by the country's military government. The act provoked international outrage. It led to the country's suspension from the Commonwealth. Mr. Sarawiwa was killed along with eight other activists from Ogoniland, a region in the oil-rich Niger Delta. He'd led a campaign against the oil industry for allegedly destroying the environment of that region. In 2006, the Nigerian-born artist Sokari Douglas Camp made a sculpture of a giant bust to commemorate those killings. After 9 years in the UK, it was sent back to Ogoniland for the coming anniversary. What happened to it then?
No one really knows, but we gather that it's been impounded by customs, and the activists on the ground aren't allowed to go anywhere near it or to take it out because they want to take it to Bori to be a memorial to Ken and the other eight activists that were killed.
And it's been in London for many years.
Yes, it has. It's been travelling around. It's been to Bristol, Glastonbury, extraordinary places.
Give us a bit of the background. Why the bus?
Well, why the bus? The bus is a battle bus. I mean, politicians have battle buses that they can campaign with. And although it doesn't seem very environmental, it's an empty shell of a bus. And the logo on the side is the most important part of it. And the logo says, "I accuse the oil companies of practicing genocide against the Ogoni." And Ken Sarawiwa said this in one of his last interviews before he was killed. And I thought that it was such a powerful line that should kind of echo wherever in the environment, wherever the bus went. And in England, people would walk past it and sort of say, "What's Ogoni?" You know, and then they'd find out more about who Ken was.
Well, we've asked the Nigerian authorities what's happened to it. We haven't heard anything of you.
No. So I haven't heard anything. It's just been impounded, that's all I know. And the activists, the MOSOP, have been trying to get it out, and supposedly customs won't let them because they feel that somehow the bus has a bit of Ken about it, and they don't want to remember Ken for some reason.
Sokari, thank you for coming in. Sokari Douglas Camp, who made that sculpture of the bus commemorating Ken Sarawiwa. Just before we go, let's try to find out more about the suspension, according to the EasyJet airline.